Willie Jackson's with us today. Hey, Willie, tēnā koe.
Morena, bro.
Morena, thank you. I know that you are very close to Tahirini, a giant, and, you know, as we get older, mate, a reminder that some of these great advocates for our people are leaving us and passing the baton of challenge, I guess, across to a younger generation. I guess we can include ourselves in that, who's lived to a ripe old age. Tell us about your personal relationship with Hirini and your thoughts about his contribution to Tau Māori, please, Willie.
Kia ora, Dale. Well, I just got back from Latangi last night, actually. In terms of my personal relationship, I wouldn't say that I was, overly close, had a good relationship, but I wouldn't say I was overly close. I know a lot more closer people than me. My wife is probably a lot closer because her father was Tania's father, Anuru Rangi Hiawe, was Hida and his whānau brother. So they were brought up together, and it was quite the relationship, you know. The marker that Hidini was, you're talking about one of our greatest Māori academics, Dale, but he was very close to Anuru, who they were brought up together, and Anuru was a more man of the land, you know. He was a truck driver, but he had his own business, but he worked the land, and Hidini, they were brought up together, and it was 10 years between them, but he was very close to Anuru, and I think it was the mark of the man that he found so much solace and enjoyed being with my father-in-law for years, you know, because they were being brought up together. So, and he was a humble man, the father-in-law, very learned though, but humble, and but not the big academic. But that was the mark of Hidini. He was something else. So it was an honour, I suppose, to know him and watch him. One of the more incredible, I think, Māori leaders of the last couple of generations, when you think about what he did in terms of building the whare wānanga Awanui Ārangi, in terms of challenging the crown constantly, in terms of tikanga Māori, in terms of the Te Māori exhibition, he was the main man in terms of the Te Māori exhibition. Just brilliant, some of his stuff. Recently he was working in terms of he was with the crown in terms of the tikanga Māori challenge that they put up. Natalie Coates and all that put up a challenge in terms of tikanga Māori, and I thought he did a fantastic job there in terms of that Peter Ellis case, Dale. So, you know, he was just an amazing man and leader for Ngāti Awa. And, I mean, you're talking someone who was 99 years of age, Dale, you know, and I spoke at his 99th birthday, actually, and threw a few jokes in about this and that, and believe it or not, they didn't go down too well. well, they went down well with everyone apart from the Kaua, you know. I had to sort of explain what I was talking about at the time, you know, because he was asking, I was talking about double agents and all this sort of stuff, you know, and those who work for the crown and those who work for the iwi sort of thing, eh? And I was having a few laughs, but and some of them were our whanaunga there, of course, Georgina, who was the former principal of St. Joseph's, and Joe Harawira, and I was sort of talking about double agents who work for the crown and work for iwi, and it went down a treat apart from with the Kaua, so he hit me up about it. So I sort of apologised at the tangi here when I spoke yesterday, so, and it was taken all in good humour, but he was quite a serious man, you see, so he didn't like my idea of calling his relations double agents and all that sort of thing. But he was just a marvellous leader, you know, so much foresight, 99 years of age and publisher of 78 books, the most published Māori author of the last generation, you know, last couple of generations, right. Maybe ever, actually, when I think about it. 78 books, and he did his last book when he was 98, Dale. I mean, just incredible. So Tania was very lucky to have a matua like this, you know, and it was, you know, I don't think we were overly, I mean, you know, he was always very professional with me, but he was very close to my wife, who did a lot of work and loved his younger brother, Anuru, and it was just a privilege to be there for the last couple of days with a few other politicians. We had some of our aspiring politicians in Labour and the Greens, and we had a few laughs and tears. It was a wonderful last couple of days.
Tēnā koe, moi mai, e te rangatira. Hedini. Thank you, Willie. The budget came out last week. I haven't spoken to you since, but not much to enthuse from a Māori perspective. In fact, disgraceful might be one way to describe it, bearing in mind the obvious needs our communities are confronted with. Don't pull your punches. What did you make of it?
Oh, it was terrible budget for our people. You know, not much in it at all. You look for relief in terms of what's happening day to day, and where was it? Where was it? Where was the relief for our people, for workers, for Māori, for Pacifica, you know, for our ethnic groups? Now, you know, we're looking for relief. We're looking for ways of coping around the cost of living and whatnot, and all you had was, oh, this is a good budget. You know, we'll get the books in place. They get the books in place at the expense of working people, Māori people, Pacifica people, you know, working class Kiwis. So the books get put in place at our expense. So, you know, very, very little there for anyone whatsoever. I had a crack at Tama, Pōtaka, and even though some of the Māori media, I'm not talking about you, have celebrated, what did he get, 48 million or something, for the next 4 years for, what was that for, Dale?
For Māori, Māori broadcasting efforts, but it really just curbs which was a savage cut, and that seemingly was driven by Winston's side, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, that's $12 million a year for the next 3 or 4 years. I mean, wow, deal.
Yeah.
We've lost money in housing and health and education everywhere, and so you know, I don't get me wrong. I've at one level, at a personal level, Tamara and I will always get on, but he knows the game. I mean, I think it was an absolutely catastrophic budget for Māori because we need increases in the areas of health and education and whānau water. We need all those injections of pūke and funding, and we didn't get anything. It was virtually a zero budget for Māori, and that's not good for us. You know, we're at a time when we're losing jobs and losing our way. It's just you know, I thought it was a bloody terrible budget for Māori, and I put out my release on that. Tama comes back with his response. That's all good, but so you can't tell me when we had budgets of, you know, 600 million to up to 1.3 billion a year, just targeted funding for Māori, that this budget was any good for Māori. I thought it was a disaster, and the government knows that. I've already made that clear, and I'll continue down that track.
Tēnā koe. It sounds a bit murky, this stuff, because I was following Mike Smith's case against the big emitters, and of course that's been chopped off at its knees with proposed legislation, which wouldn't be too far away from being pushed through the House. What did you, or what do you make of this so-called document that went to the Prime Minister's office, now into the private email account of one of his staffers, but yet the Prime Minister seemed to know little about it for such an important document that the nation has a right to know of? Why do you think the secrecy, and I can't quite put my finger on it, routine that we're witnessing from the PM?
His staff would probably be, you know, they're probably making sure he doesn't, but, you know, the line will be that, you never saw it and all this sort of stuff. And maybe, I don't know the details. Maybe he didn't, you know, you don't get everything directly. You get the, you know, a lot of times you get what your staff pass on to you. So, you know, but embarrassing stuff like that, of course you'll you'll feign ignorance and you'll go down that track. So I'm not surprised at what you're getting out of the Prime Minister's office. That it's a level of we didn't know about it and ignorance, and we shouldn't be surprised.
Tēnā koe, what's on the cards for the week ahead, Willie J?
I've got a ball. I'm just trying to get my head right a little bit from the pungi. So I've got, yes. I've got 2 or 3 days here in my office, which is good. Then I'm down in Wellington. I'm working over the weekend. We're working on our lists, and I'm working. I'm a representative for the for our caucus in terms of you know, people getting their list placings and all that sort of stuff. So it's a big weekend coming up for us over the next few days as we work through all that process.
Tēnā koe. Be interesting. When will that list be finalised? Across the weekend, we should know early next week.
Yeah, Monday or Tuesday, I think there'll be an announcement. So. It'll be good.
Yeah. Look forward to that. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how that fares and who's positioned where. Thanks very much, Willie J. Catch up with you next time around. Ngā mihi.
Okay, brother.
Tēnā koe, 8:32. Willie Jackson on attending Hirini Mokel Mead's tangi and a zero budget for Māori, his description of what has occurred. Thank